Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Players Show coming up tonight at 6 o'clock with Saints defensive end Marcus Davenport. You can hear the final presidential debate tonight at 8 o'clock right here on WWL as well. Our pick six review and pick six for this week coming up. I'm going to turn it over to Mark Menard. Mark, how did I do last week?
In a word, well, in two words, not
awful,
good.
Awful. As expected.
In a word, awful. But look, you got a couple right. We'll go through them.
All right.
Steelers, Browns, Pittsburgh favored by 3.5. You picked Cleveland.
Yeah.
And what was the final score of that one?
38-7.
38-7 in favor of Pittsburgh. So you were a little off on that one.
Yeah, a little bit. Then we had a little bit too much Browns love. Had too much love for the Brownies, and they disappointed me.
It seems like every time people want to get on that Browns bandwagon, it just collapses. So we'll see how they do the rest of the season. But after that, we had Panthers-Bears. You picked Carolina. They were 1.5-point favorites, and the Panthers did not win that game. The Bears won 23-16, so you got that one wrong. So now, at this point, you're 0-2.
Great.
But let's have some good news. Buccaneers-Packers, Green Bay favored by a point. You picked Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay won outright, of course.
Whipped them.
38-10. So you were on the right side of that line. So now you're 1-3. So let's move on to 49ers-Rams.
Oh, I know. I picked the Rams on that one.
You picked the Rams. The Rams were 3-point favorites. The Rams did not win that game. The Niners won by 8, 24-16. So you got that one wrong. So at this point, you're 1-4. Bills-Chiefs. Do you remember who you picked?
I picked the Bills to cover, right?
You picked the Bills to cover. Kansas City was 5-point favorites. Kansas City won by 9. So you did not get that one either. So at this point you're 1 out of 5. 1 out of 5.
Awful.
But the last question I asked you last week was which of the 0-4 teams comes closest to getting a victory or gets a victory? You picked the Giants. You got it right.
All right.
The Giants did win that game. They beat Washington, I believe. Was that
yes,
who they beat?
Yes,
yeah, they beat
yes.
Washington by a point, 20-19, but it still counts. So you got that one right. So you're 2 out of 6 last week.
Okay, so there's the disclaimer right there for you. We're about to do pick six again this week. Do not bet your hard-earned dollars on anything I'm about to say, any picks I'm about to make.
Yeah, the bottom line is you might get one or two, but you're not going to come out ahead. Coming out picking with Chris.
No, probably not.
That's the point. So
who we got this week? What we got?
Let's take a look at this week's. Let me get a little music going here so we have a little background. And let's start with the big one. Tennessee Titans, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Titans are 1-point favorites, so basically a toss-up. Whoever wins this game outright is probably going to be, you know, the one that wins. It's not going to be against the spread. So who you got? Both
Man.
Undefeated, 5-0, Titans and Steelers.
Both play really, really good defense. Offensively, I think things are starting to turn for the good with Big Ben and the Steelers. But I've been praising Ryan Tannehill, putting up similar numbers of Patrick Mahomes. Give me the Titans. I'll take Tennessee to remain 6-0.
We're marking you down for the Titans over the Steelers. All right, from there, let's you know what? Let's go Buccaneers-Raiders. The John Gruden Bowl. He, of course, he used to coach the Bucks after he coached the Raiders, and now he's back with the Raiders. This game, and look, this will give you a little bit of a reprieve if they end up having to postpone it, because they've already moved it from Sunday night to 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon because the Raiders are dealing with some COVID issues. But as of right now, it's still scheduled to go ahead as planned. And right now, you know what? They don't have a line for it right now. So
yeah, because it's up in the air.
It's up in the air. So you know what? Let's skip that
one. We'll move on from that.
We'll move on. Let's go Chiefs-Broncos. 3:25 Sunday afternoon, and the interesting thing here, Kansas City are 9.5-point favorites over a Broncos team that just got finished beating the Patriots. So will the Broncos be able to grind this one down, slow it down, and keep it a low-scoring affair where they can cover, or are the Chiefs just going to stay the Chiefs?
Who's the home team?
Denver is the home team, so you're in the thin air of the Mile High City.
I'm picking Denver to cover.
Denver to cover. So let's see. We got Chiefs, Broncos.
I'm gonna get that one wrong. I want to change my pick.
You gonna change it?
Yeah, I'm going with KC.
That may come back to haunt you. You know, usually when you second guess yourself, that's never good.
Yeah, I know, but you talk to me, okay? So
okay, we're going Chiefs.
Chiefs 9.5.
Chiefs at 9.5, and you're saying they're gonna win by at least 9.5. Let's go.
It's just a big spread. It's a big spread.
It's a big spread for an NFL game, and you don't see that very often. Let's go with, where'd it go? 49ers, Patriots. Patriots coming off of a loss. Bill Belichick generally wins when he comes off of a loss, but that was during the Tom Brady era. We haven't seen it too much this season. If he's going to manage to keep doing that, the 49ers coming off of a big win. They beat the Rams. So the Patriots are 2-point favorites at home over the 49ers. Who you got?
Give me some clam chowder in the Patriots. I just think that you're right. Bill Belichick rarely loses two in a row. They're 2-3. They got to have this game. Otherwise, they're going to be falling dangerously behind the Bills in the AFC East. Yeah, give me the Patriots.
When was the last time we got to Week 7 and the Patriots were third in the division?
I don't know about third, but they haven't been at 2-3 this late in the season since 2002.
Right, but I mean, generally when they've had a bad season, like the rest of the division isn't that good either. So
right.
They don't really lose too much ground, but now they're behind the Bills and the Dolphins. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Let's go Sunday Night Football, the Seahawks and the Cardinals, an NFC West showdown.
Don't even tell me the spread. I want the Seahawks all day, every day. I don't even need to know the spread. The Cardinals are such pretenders at 4-2. It's amazing to think about how they even got to that far. They've played every one of their wins has been against teams that are sub 500.
For everybody else who's out there, the Seahawks are 3.5-point favorites on the road. So the Seahawks is your pick against the Cardinals on Sunday Night Football. Let's go to Monday Night Football. The Rams and the Bears. Two teams who are 5-1 on the season. No, excuse me. The Rams are now 4-2. They were both 4-1 going into last week. So the Bears are 5-1. The Rams are 4-2. The Rams are 6-point favorites at home on Monday night. Who you got?
You know my feelings about the Bears. Their defense is good. One of the best fronts in the National Football League. It pains me. I'm going to go with the Bears. What was the spread again?
The spread is the Rams by 6.
I'm going with the Bears.
I'm going to try to make you feel a little bit better about this one. Keep in mind, the Rams have 4 wins on the season, all against teams in the NFC East.
Okay.
So that, you know, their 2 losses have come the times they haven't played somebody in the NFC East.
All right, very well. So maybe the Rams are not very good.
We'll see. I think the jury's still a little bit out on the Rams for me. But you know, I think this is going to be a pretty good test. They get the Bears at home. They're 6-point favorites, and so you're picking the Bears. So as long as they cover, by 6, you know, you're good.
All right, I'm gonna a stellar 2-4 last week. Let's see how I do this week.
Hang on, we got one more.
Oh, we do.
That was 5.
Okay,
we're gonna finish it up. We're gonna finish it up at home. Saints Panthers. The Saints are 7-point favorites at home over Carolina. Who you got?
Give me the Saints in 7 points. I think bye week benefits New Orleans. I think that they know they haven't played their best football. I think we see some of that this week.
All right. So you got you down for the Saints over the Panthers, 7-point favorites. So if they win by a touchdown or more, then you're good to go.
All right, that's a wrap.
There's your pick 6.
For pick 6, 2-4 last week. Hopefully I can get to maybe 3-3 this week. It's the Players Show next hour with Saints defensive end Marcus Davenport. This is Sports Talk on WWL. All right, coming up next hour, it is the Players Show with Saints defensive end Marcus Davenport. We have him for the entire hour in about 10 minutes. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.